for the island duchy to be free from Brighton. If not, the Grand Duchy of Hessenberg would become a permanent province of Brighton and cease to be its own nation. Just thinking of it gave Tanner heart palpitations, a yearning to see his country remain a country. He wanted his beloved Hessenberg to go on for another 1,000 years, a sapphire gem in the North Sea. And I pushed off the meeting with the young artists until next week. With that, Lewis perched on the side of Tanner's desk, smiling, pleased with himself. Tally-ho, as my old uncle would say. On with the day. Right, tally-ho. So what did the curator do with the Renoir of Princess Alice? The aide had fallen in love with the painting of the last Princess of Hessenberg every bit as much as Tanner. No more than 16 at the time of the painting, the princess posed in a spring meadow, wearing a white summer gown. Wisps of her brilliant red hair feathered across her cheeks, and her blue eyes were eager and innocent, hopeful. Most likely she had no knowledge that war loomed, or that her uncle Prince Francis was ill-prepared to fight. Tanner liked the painting because it touched him in the hidden place of his heart. It made him feel. "I sent it to the palace, where it belongs." Lewis let out a low whistle. "I bet the curator didn't care for that decision. The only bright and beautiful painting of someone in the royal family sent off, leaving him with dark, somber ancient dukes and duchesses whose expressions have all the merriment of sitting on a straight pin or drinking bitter dregs." Tanner laughed. "He said as much the same. But the princess's portrait is not big enough for a museum wall. The others are 8 to 10 feet. Hers is no more than 5. She belongs in the palace. Maybe in the suite we've set up for the coming princess." Tanner sat back and began to roll up his shirt sleeves, his heart's eye still viewing the painting of Alice stored in his memory. Feel. Like he must protect her. Like he must protect Hessenberg. He'd failed miserably at his last call to be a protector, when it mattered most. Now that he had a chance to do something for his country, perhaps even for the memory of Princess Alice and her scattered generation, he'd do it, and with his whole heart. "Speaking of the palace," Lewis tapped on the tablet screen, "the house manager you hired, Jarvis, made his recommendations for the rest of the staff. Shall I set up interviews?" "Let's wait. We've no idea where we are in the search for Princess Alice's heir." The king kept him apprised since he'd launched an investigation, but so far, all they knew was that the heir was most likely an American. All other avenues and leads had been dead ends. "Fine. I let them know. But he is anxious to move forward. Anything else?" Lewis peered at Tanner. Barely out of university, he was the poster boy for the next generation.